part of the story connected with the new life was this, that when Baba, as I told you, released me and said, go, before the new life began. So he had told me to contact one person and give his message to him. So when I said, Baba, I don't know his address. What had happened, that on the first, do you remember I said that on 15th of August, Baba, I came to Mehrabad and I had brought some person who was observing silence, and he would write on his slate and write in Marathi, so I would read that, tell Baba, and whatever Baba would say from his board or through gestures, I will convey to this person. And so Baba had given certain instructions for 6 months. And then he said, after 6 months, you come to me. That's what he has said. So then he had given certain instruction that he must beg his food, beg for his food and some other instructions. And so when Baba released me from new life, he said, do you remember that I had told that man to see me after 6 months? I said, yes, Baba, you told him. But he said, how can I see him? I will be in the new life after 16th October and no one is allowed to see me. So go to him and tell him that do whatever I have told you, but after the completion of 6 months, don't come and see me. My blessing, he might have said, I don't remember. So when he released me, he said, now you go, and then he said, where can he go? Then he said, Baba, he had to choose the place. So he chose a place near Haridwar and Rishikesh area, which is at the foothills of the Himalayas. Maybe about 1,000 miles from this place. And so, Baba asked me to go and give that message to him. But I was not in the know of that place. Haridwar, Rishikesh, I had not been there. So I said, Baba, I don't know his address, I don't know Haridwar Rishikesh. So Baba, mood changed. He said, what's this? I have told you this thing, it's sort of an order, and you are saying that you are unable to do that or something like this? I said, no, Baba, I'll try. And then of course, the whole joy of that was the moment in the new life, as I said, it was so wonderful. But this point was this, when Baba was just displeased for a moment, I felt everything is gone. You see, I have displeased him. So then Baba allowed me to go back, go out, and he said, sit down outside the room where our trust office is now. It was that next room to that. And then again, after a few minutes, he called me, and again, he beamed his smile on me, and he said, go. And then I was happy. And then I went, and then, as I went, naturally, Baba had asked me to join my duties. But I felt that first I must complete the duty that Baba has given me, and then I should join my duties. So I contacted the principal, and I said, if you are ready, I am willing to... He said, why did you resign? You resigned just a month back, and again you said you want to come back, you want to join. What's happened to you? This is mystical. And he told some of my colleagues, so I do not want people in my school who have mystical attitude and this thing and that thing. And so, of course, I talked to him later. We may come to that point later. But then I said, but not now. And then I thought, there was still a week. This was 9th. Baba sent me back on 9th. And Baba was to leave on 16th. So I said I would leave my place on 16th for the duty that Baba had given me to the north. And again, I didn't know where Baba was going, and there was no such thing with me also to inquire and to be inquisitive about this or that. That was not there. So I started. And then when I reached Delhi, there was another friend. I stayed with him and asked him, how to go to Haridwar, and because of my physical condition, I didn't like to travel. It was hard for me to travel also. So I got the address, stayed with him, and then went to Haridwar. But where to go? I didn't know. But in the train, I met one sannyasi, one sadhu-like person, and I had a talk with him. And then he said, "Well, I look after one chotri, one dharamshala, as we say, where people can stay for 1 or 2 days and then go wherever they want." And he said, "Why don't you stay with us there?" I said, "Good." So I put my luggage at Haridwar. It was a night journey from Delhi. And then in the morning, now where to find this person observing silence to whom Baba had given this order? So I went out, and it was my first visit to Haridwar, and I found sadhus and sannyasis everywhere than the common people. There were more people wearing, because that was the period when it was the, what you call, partition, India and Pakistan, 49.
Yeah.
So many people from that place also had come, and it was so crowded. And wherever I would go, I would see these sadhus and sannyasis, and whom to ask, and where do they stay. And so I just had a round, moved here and there, and just felt that maybe Baba had given me an instruction to beg for food. So he won't be cooking his food. So he must be coming to collect his food, because in those two places, there are quite a lot of places where free food is given, free kitchen, so to say. For this sadhu, you have to have that dress. I can't go and get the food. But if you are wearing a dress of a sadhu or sannyasi, food is free. So I said, I would visit those places. I would just get one place in the morning till midday. The next day, the next place, the third day, the third place, and even if it takes some months until I get him, I won't go back to my place. So also, with Baba's grace, that I took some money with me, and also the blankets and other things, so that from cold I don't suffer from cold and all that. And so the next day, I thought of going to another place called Rishikesh, which is where the Ganges is. Here also at Haridwar, the Ganges is there. And he gave me address of some person. So if you want to stay, you can stay in his cottage. So I went there, and then somehow I started inquiring, and reached that place. And it was in such a lonely place that I was afraid he just here, and I don't know him, he doesn't know me. If anything happens to me, he would just take away all my belongings and all these things and such. What should I do here? So there was that fear also. And then I said, well, now that I have come here, where else to go? It was quite away from the station and the village. So I stayed there, and I told him the purpose of my coming. And he said, well, there are so many places here where free food is served, and so many sadhus, and so many observe silence here, and we don't know what sort of people they are. So I said, all right. So I just had again a walk in Rishikesh, in the sacred places that are known as the Lakshman Jhula and others. And so after that walk, so I got a list of the places where this free food was served. So I selected one place that I will visit this place first for tomorrow. And luckily, that was also the day a Hindu festival called the Festival of Lights, Diwali. So that's what I was telling you. So I didn't pray Baba at that time, because Baba said, I'm not your master now. So I said, whom should I pray now? So I prayed God, oh God, Baba has given me this duty, so please help me. Now that I'm here, I don't know anyone here. And I recited the verses from the Gita and all Oh Lord, God, Krishna, and all this, except Baba. Baba said, I am your companion, you are in the new life. So in the morning, then I started after the prayers and visited a place, a famous place there, and I sat there, taking my seat so that I can see every person coming and taking his food. in the plate or bag or whatever they have. Just to my amazement, it was the first day, see, when Baba, that's what I say, when Baba would give the order, so when Baba would say, would you obey me, would you obey me, when he says, and we say, it's very difficult. Anyway, sometimes he has already made it simple, we make it difficult. We say, how is it possible? It's not possible. So, I was just sitting there, and to my amazement, I find the same person standing in the queue, right at the end, on the very first day. I was so happy. I said, oh! And then just I went to him and then gave him the message, and this is how Baba, in his own way, right, even if I were to know the address, as I look back, I find, even if I were to know the address of the man in Delhi, the man in Rishikesh, the man in Haridwar, the place where all these things, even then, that, the way that it happened so naturally, I don't think it would have happened that way, had I planned, even if I known their addresses and all that. So it was such an easy way that it all happened. So I met him, and I gave him the message, and he was also very happy. And then he did obey Baba's orders. And on the last day, he saw Baba's face. The last 7 days where he has to be just on water. He has not to beg food, but be on water. So, and that happened to be the time of Kumbha. When Baba's ways are like this. He says, I fulfilled my promise in my own ways. He had asked him to see him after 6 months. And he sent a message with me that he shouldn't see him. But exactly that period ended when it was Kumbha Mela, a special occasion, and Baba had visited that place just at that time for that. And then he wrote me later on that how he happened to get a little hurt, because then nobody was there to bring, so he had to just, what do you call this, going like this. Because he couldn't walk after 3 days, he got so weak, it was hard for him to walk. So like this he would go with a chatty, go to the flow of the Ganges, fill in with the water, get back the chatty and put it in his hut. And he did observe Baba's thing for 7 days. And so when I returned after giving the message, so what happened? Yeah. So before going, I had sent a telegram to Baba. Not telegram to Baba. There was no question. To Adi. That I want address of someone at Delhi. I am going to Rishikesh and I want... So Adi may not be knowing what Adi was not there. So Adi didn't know that Baba had asked me to go to Rishikesh and give the message or anything. So he thought, he couldn't understand my telegram. It was clear that just send me the address of someone at Delhi, Baba Lava, finish. And he took the telegram to Baba. Means, before 16th October, he took that telegram to Baba. And Baba said, why? I have asked Baal not to follow me and all that, and he is coming to Rishikesh to follow me. I didn't know that he was going to Rishikesh. So what is this? This is not good. And then he sent me a telegram saying, whether you go to Haridwar or Marwar, never, never try to see Baba. Kishan Singh address, 52 Pandhara Road, New Delhi. So when I got the telegram, I said, why should Adi have such a sense of humor? What has he to say? This, whether you go to Haridwar or Marwar or never, never try to see. I have not mentioned anything. I'm not supposed to see that. And so, but still when I finished that thing, so I said, maybe I will go via... Baba had already left by this time. And so I would visit Mehrabad. Not Mehrabad, Nagar. And there I learned that someone who was looking in the office, he said, Baba was angry with you. I said, Baba was angry with me? Why? He said, why did you send the telegram? I said, I did send the telegram to Baba. Then he said, no, Adi took it to Baba and Baba thought this way. And when I heard it, that this telegram has displease Baba. So whenever I would go to sleep after reaching my place and after joining the job also, so I would again get a thought, oh, in spite of all doing things, I have displeased Baba, and I will feel very disturbed about it, myself also. To such an extent that Baba had to appear in the dream, and then he told me, don't worry about the telegram. Don't worry about the telegram. And then it was all over. So that was the last of the new life.
He appeared in a dream to you?
Yeah, because I was all the time thinking, you see, why should I displease Baba? Baba, I had not displeased you. I had no intention to write to you. So it was just like this, and you are the all-knowing one, and you can misunderstand such things. So the principal was not ready to take me back on the staff. He said, I don't want people with mystical inclinations here. So
not only did he not want you, he didn't want anybody else.
Yeah, but then I had a very free talk with him. I said, it's all right what you say, because being a principal, you have right to say these things, and it's good that you express it openly. But did you find ever anything in the class? Because even after that, I never talked to students or to my colleagues about my Baba, unless they on their own. And if I really feel Baba is not just that I can just talk about with anyone like this. So unless they come to my house and really show inclination to know of Baba, then I would say, yes, I'll give you a book, I'll give you something, but I would not do anything. So I told that, and also I was quite particular about my work in class with the boys. I never told boys about Baba.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because in the school, you have to abide by the rules of the school. When you serve an institution, when you are at home, you are free. Yeah. So if any student happened to come, although in the late 60s, the headmaster did allow me to have Baba's birthday in the school. So I used to have in the later years.
What were the ages of these boys?
They are from, could be 10 to 19. 11, 12 to 19, 20 like that. Teenagers. And so, then she said, no, but what is this? You were to go, and again you want to come back and join. And I said, now it's with you. It's with you to decide. I'm not going to ask you again. So I just wrote him a note after my discussion that whatever you decide, please let me know. I won't mind whether you take me or you don't. So I was waiting at home, and then they sent the man of the institution to my house. He says, they want you now to join the school today only.
Today.
That day, very day. That means the next day, when I wrote that letter to that principal, I said, I want to know your decision. That's all. What I had to say, I have said. So now it's with you, but I just want the last word from you.